Good evening, Mayor, Council, ladies and gentlemen. Well, first I'd like to read from Matthew. This is the 25th chapter and starting with verse 34. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did you see a stranger and invite him in, or you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" And the king will reply, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these my brothers of mine, you did for me." I won't read the part about what happens to the people that didn't do it to him. But I would like to read the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances." I believe that the ordinance that you may be asked to pass would violate the First Amendment, not only the right to request work, which would be freedom of speech, but the right to assemble peaceably in public spaces. And so that would waste a lot of taxpayers' money. And I would not be surprised if there's already been people who have tried to prove that that was a violation of our rights. I do feel for the well-meaning people who are frightened by these brown hordes that they see coming over our border and taking our country. And I believe that they're misguided, these people. It's my brothers and sisters and as well. And the reason is that the reason for the loss of jobs is not those poor least of these in our culture. Those people are the product of what's happening with all the jobs going outside of America into China and all. All you have to do is go down to the ports of LA and you can see all of the big containers going out empty and coming back with all of the goods from China and so forth. It's the large corporations that are parking there offshore, taking our jobs outside of the country, and that are exploiting people all over the world. The Capitol Court, of course, has no boundaries, and Americans really don't. I've been so lucky to travel in almost 50 countries, and everywhere I went, people were kind to us. They didn't treat us like criminals just because we were going through their country. And yet, we go wherever we want at the point of a gun, if necessary, and take the resources of many other people. And yet, when they come here looking for survival, we are now urging them not to be able to even request work. So I just wanted to say one more thing about the gentlemen who were pardoned by President Bush on his way out. And that is that I think that we need to be more afraid of people who shoot, of officers who shoot people in the back. Because, you know, even if the guy had a whole boatload of marijuana, it's no capital crime. And yet he took it in his own hands to shoot him in the back. And there should be some kind of response of government when officers shoot people in the back.